It's Monday, the 8th of June, 8 a.m. and it's a lovely morning. Not glorious sunshine, loads of clouds about, but they're white and high up and dappled with blue. So let's hope the dappling spreads and the sun can get fully out. It's screened at the moment, it's, yeah. But the main thing is that terrible cold biting wind has died away and it's very calm this morning. It's very calm, still. I've probably just jinxed the weather now. My neighbours are getting their conservatory replaced. And the workers are there already to carry on. But they won't be there much longer, I don't think. Thrown it up pretty quickly. So it's not so peaceful in the garden this morning. But there you go. Yes, it's lovely to be out here and just be calm and still peaceful. I'm feeling okay this morning. Yesterday I remember feeling so good. This morning. Who can fathom it out? I don't feel as good as I did yesterday morning. But I think I'll be okay. I think it's just this, what happens in the morning. The ye old mood swings. So we'll see. I'm going to try and keep the proverbial chin up, get on with the day, and try and get myself back to feeling the way I was yesterday morning. With that weather being so bad, I hadn't noticed just how much growth has been growing in the trees. There's a hawthorn just the other side of the fence by the big telegraph pole. It's about 25 feet high, that hawthorn. And it's covered in its white blossoms. So let's hope that the sun bursts through and helps the bush shrub tree to bloom even harder for all the wee beasties to get their nectar, their goodies. There's another tree, slightly shorter, just the other side of the big laurel bush, and I haven't a clue where it is. I haven't noticed it before. I'm trying to figure out what the heck it is. Going to have to investigate that. Very unusual, it's almost tropical leaved. That's interesting. But the rest of the trees are all doing very, very well. The ash tree's finally decided it's time to stick some leaves out, a lazy bugger that it is. Everything else is just tickety-boo. What an expression that is, tickety-boo. Not a Scottish one, that's for sure. I don't even know what the Scots equivalent would be to tickety-boo. Okay, who the heck come up with that one? Hmm. So the days are ticking down to our holiday away on Saturday morning to Spain. And what do I hear this morning on the radio? That the Spanish air, it's the air authorities, not the air authorities, the staff, are having a 2-hour strike today, this morning, and a 2-hour strike tomorrow. This afternoon. Isn't that fun? Yeah, don't you just love these people when they do it during the holiday seasons? So let's hope they're not doing anything like that come Saturday. And 17 days from now, I might not be hearing that above my head. I'll wait and see. Or wait and hear, as a guess. Alrighty-ho. Had a right lazy day yesterday. Even though we were up earlyish, it was a pottering day. Never left the house, apart from going out to the car, in the garage, in the garden. Not gardening, just tidying wee bits and pieces up that need tidying. Not a lot, to be honest with you. And I made a right mess. I was emptying the shredder into the recycle bin. I've emptied it in there so many times. Just as I was tipping, the big bin. It's quite a large one. Not the bin, although it's quite big. I'm talking about the shredder bin. Just as I was tipping it in, a gusty wind swept up beside the house. Yeah, you guessed it. And the back of the house is like ticker tape day in New York. Yeah, at least it's dry, I'll be able to sweep it up. What a mess. I know a song about that. Just trying to remember who sang that now. So it's very calm and still. You'll notice I was careful not to say silent. Oh my. Sounds like the fourth rail bridge being moved. I'll cut the grass again today. It'll take me all of 3 minutes. I should really just get up. A wee herbivore of some kind. And pig it out. I've got a beautiful, I spoke about that beautiful big columbine, the dusky pink one that's in the herb border, the poor soil, and its counterpart 4 feet away in the rich border is a beautiful, beautiful dusky purple. Planes and boats and trains and conservatory builders. Well, any piece is shattered. There you go. Tree climbing today. There's a large, very large bag, plastic bag. Looks like some kind of builder's plastic bag. It's stuck up the tree, just at the fence. Probably blown from the west coast of Scotland a week ago, landed here eventually. It's trapped in a tree and it's unsightly. And hello, Mr. Blackbird. He's got a beak off. How does he manage that? How do you manage to... Oh, you dropped a worm, you fool. It's Christmas, he's got a beaky worm. He's off. Down on the grass. He's picking more stuff. How does he manage to sing with his beak shut like that? Is he a ventriloquist, do you think? Can they ventriloquise? He's looking for more food. She's not there this morning, Mrs. That means I'm guessing they're feeding chicks. I do hope so. And I hope they bring them back to the garden. To show them off. Hey, Mr. Big Fella, look at my kids. What do you think? I'd love that. That would make my day. That would make more than a day for me to see her parading her kiddies about here. Yeah. That would make me feel a whole lot better. Mm-hmm.